Hi, welcome to How to Write a Rough Draft. Emphasis on rough. I have friends who write who want everything perfect the very first time. Well, the best-selling authors don't do this. What they do is they say, Jerry Jenkins says, puke on the page, which means get everything out. Write it all down, everything that you want to write. You can go by your chapter outline, get everything down for chapter one, and do the same for each chapter. But get it out. Get a rough outline of what you want, or all the information that you have in your head at the time. You can go chapter by chapter, or you can do the whole book. Me, I go chapter by chapter. Sometimes I skip chapters if something's in my head. And like in chapter seven, I have that in my head. I'll go write that. You don't have to write it in order. Get it on paper. It does not have to be perfect. Your draft does not even need to be organized. It's getting thoughts on paper. I'm giving you permission to just get it out, write it down, and then go back and edit it. Your draft is that, a rough draft. And then what you can do is go back and start editing it, rephrasing it, adding information. This is what a rough draft does. So once you're done with your rough draft, you want to edit. Now, self-editing, that is something that is learned. I am going to give you a handout of what I call fluff words or weed words, words that do not need to be in your manuscript. These are words like was and has and up and down. I have a lengthy list because once you get your stuff on paper and you organize it, and you definitely need to edit for sentence structure, grammar, spelling. If you use Word document, you can use their tool. Grammarly is a good tool. They have a free tool. You have to make sure it's edited. And I highly suggest that you get a professional editor, even if you think it's okay. If your English teacher wants to edit it, you need a professional book editor, unless she's a professional book editor. A family member, not unless they're a professional book editor. I am a professional book editor. I've gotten books that were edited by English teachers, and English teachers are awesome, but book editing is different. Book editing, you want to try to keep things in the present tense. That's why you get rid of the word was. When you say, words like up and down, she sat up, she stood, she sat down, she stood up. All you have to say is she sat, she stood. Things like that. He walked around the house. Did he go to the other side of the house or did he walk all the way around the house? You got to be specific. So editing is so important. And who you get to edit your book is so important. So once you write your draft and you rewrite your draft and you rewrite it again, some of these best-selling authors write their drafts like three times or more. A book is not an easy process. That's why a lot of people give up. And we don't want you to give up on writing your book. That's why we're taking you step by step, but we're doing it in a basic way. And if you need more, you can either email me at godsfruit3@gmail.com, or you can contact me through the, we will be having a section here on Christian leaders. It's for you to ask me questions. So ask questions. These videos are basic, but you need to get your draft done, go through it again, leave it for a few days, go back to it, re-edit it again, because you will find things you'll be like, wow, I thought that sounded good in the first place, but I need to rewrite it again. It didn't actually come out the way I really was thinking. And then edit. Editing is, self-editing is so important. Check for grammar again, check for spelling, check for weed words. Now, spelling, sometimes if you have words that sound alike, check the spelling on those because they may not be spelled correctly. So always don't, always read and reread. Don't just use Grammarly or Word, and have a professional edit your book once you're confident in your editing. So this video, we want to make sure that you know what a draft is. It's rough. A draft is something you're going to do two or three or four, sometimes even five times. And then you begin to edit. You begin to edit. You can take my weed words. Search for them. Make sure that if they don't make sense, cut them out. Grammar, try to write in the present tense, because in an active voice is what we like to call it, because it keeps the reader going. Other things to look for when you're editing, repetitive sentences, repetitive thoughts. I like to repeat myself when I write because I'm a teacher, but people reading, it makes them feel stupid. Like, didn't you just write that? You think I'm stupid? No, keep, it's not the same as speaking, so, or teaching. So make sure your repetition stuff is cut out. If you have like three sentences that say the same thing, pick the best sentence. Writing takes time. Writing takes diligence. Writing takes patience. So take your time, write the drafts, edit it well, and then send it to a professional editor.